2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So here it is. It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. Oh, we have a special guest. I'll get to that in a second. We've got Froggy, we've got Danielle, and there's Straight Nate, and there's Scary, and Scotty B, and Gandhi, and Brody. And where's Brody?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question.
I think his camera's not working. This is crazy.
All right, we'll get him on in a minute. And there's, of course, Garrett. And our special guest is John Stessel. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on, everyone.
Well, okay, so here's how this happened. Last week, on the show, on the radio show, Straight Nate says, we should have a magician on. I said, well, why would we have a magician on the radio? We would just tell people what he did.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Yeah. I think it'd be great to hear our reactions, right? Like, oh, my God, that's what? So
I mean, I completely agree. Plus, there is a world in the future we could do something where we have people call in and their decisions on the phone line actually make something happen in real time. So
that's cool.
That's a real thing that we it'll be the craziest radio segment that happens that year. Well, I can't promise that with you guys, but it'll be something very special.
Okay, book it. We want to do that. Yeah. Anyway, so we thought the 15-minute morning show podcast is the perfect place. So we've met John before backstage. You've been to some of our events. We saw you at a couple of wine dinners. Yeah. Magician. Yeah. You're a magician. Why have you decided to be a magician? Where does that come from?
Oh, I decided to be a magician. I got a magic kit for my 8th birthday, and fast forward 18 years, here we are. That's really what it is. Fell in love with it. It's just such a mysterious thing. And, you know, there's something so interesting about being able to give people something that they don't fully understand how it works, especially today when you have all the answers to everything on your phone. There's something really special about that. But, you know, there is one thing I'm going to say right off the top. Before I came here, Scotty B said to me, and Scotty, thank you for making this whole thing happen. He goes, if you don't hook them within the first minute, you can't be on. And I was like, no. I took it to heart. So I'm just going to jump right into something so that everybody kind of understands what I do and who I am. So we're right here, we've got 5 strings, okay? They don't seem too important, but they're going to in a moment. We're going to create an order. And when we do this, I'm going to pick 4 people. You're going to pick a number. These are numbered 1 through 5. When you decide on your number, that's it. That is the number we go with. There is no changing your mind. And the thing I will say that's important is if your number got taken when somebody went before you, then you have to change your number. The rule is once we start this, we have to finish. And now Scotty told me within the first minute I had to hook you. So I took it literally because right here we have a fish hook and I'm actually, you could see this. This is a real fish hook. And you know, what I've done is one of these strings is tied to this fish hook. And you know, he told me to hook you, but I think we're going to hook me. You guys are going to create the order. I'm going to ask you to open your mics. You have to pick a number. We're going to pick all these strings out. Only one is tied. Let the game begin.
What?
Are you eating it? What are you doing? What's going on?
All right. Danielle, pick a number between 1 and 5.
Okay. 5.
5.
Don't do that. No. What are you doing? No.
5. Hmm? 5.
Yeah.
5.
Oh, I don't like the potential here.
I hate this.
Scary.
Yeah.
That leaves 1, 2, 3, and 4. Pick the next number.
3.
Oh, God. Really? Okay. 3. Here we go. 3.
I'm nervous.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, God.
Scotty B. We've got 2, 4, and 1.
1.
Oh, God. 1.
Oh.
1.
This is more than a minute.
Elvis,
what?
The last one is up to you.
2.
No pressure.
4 and 2.
2.
Escape and nothing. Which one?
2. 2.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
I feel pretty good about two.
Oh, God. Who?
Yes.
You kept me safe. Safe number was four. Thank you so much. The only safe number tied. Everybody, thank you so much. This is not something I want to start my morning with. But, you know, Scotty said I had to hook you guys. So I took it way too literally.
It's a good thing you didn't pick me because I was going to pick number four.
All right, good. Okay, tragedy averted. Thank God.
Thank God.
How many times did you go wrong with that when you were practicing? Ever?
I'll be honest. I did it once where I was like, something went wrong, and I was like, oh God. And I like ran to the bathroom, and I was fine. But I was like, in the practice process, I was like definitely, I was not like prepared. It scared the crap out of me.
Oh my God.
I honestly said, I was like, I'm never going to do this again. And then Scotty had to say, he goes, you got to hook them. And I go, damn.
Yeah, you had to do it.
I know what I have to do.
That's
great. Oh my God.
We love magic. And who doesn't love magic? But I get really pissed off at people who try to figure out the magic.
So do I.
I just, it's like, why are you doing it? Just let the magic be magic. Why can't we just believe it?
I got
to
know.
What?
Because, like, for example, like when I see, like, you, a guy gives you a card, and then he takes the card, and the next thing you know, it's in his back pocket, and it's on the other side of the room. I have to know how that shit happens. Like, it's not real.
Magic.
Like, how does... No. No, there has to be an explanation.
No. So I think the best way to look at it, Froggy, is the way that at least I look at it is I've never once watched Transformers, the movie, and been like, I wonder what the guy looked like when he was coding the big changing Decepticon. No, I just want to see the big guy do the crazy thing in the Bumblebee transform, right? When you know the secret, you're like, really? That's it? It's so boring. It's some guy behind a computer. The best part is seeing that end spectacle.
Right, but how does the guy saw a woman in half? Like, how does that happen? What's the trick when you see the woman lays down in the whatever, the box, and then he takes these knives and stabs 100 of them in the box, and she gets out and doesn't have a single wound?
Let's assume that he actually sawed her in half and leave it at that.
Practice today.
Okay, is there a code among magicians or illusionists? I don't know which you prefer. Where if you told us the secret to that Froggy just asked you, that you would get in trouble and like kicked out and blacklisted?
Okay, so
I heard there was.
There is a hierarchy. There's like a small code amongst magicians that we try our best to keep our secrets. And the real reason why we do this is because when you reveal a secret of a trick, it no longer is magical, right? And once you reveal it, I mean it, most of the time, it's gonna like be so sad that you're gonna be like, that was it? And you know what? So I prepared one to actually teach you guys and to exactly show how boring it is when you learn the secret of a magic trick. I'm gonna break the code. Froggy's gonna be happy because I've been doing this virtual interactive show on Zoom, just kind of like this. Because doing magic tricks I used to do in person, and I've had to figure out ways to show things through the screen. So the way I came up with it was I was like, if I teach somebody how a magic trick works during my show, then they'll be like, okay, I get how hard this was, and maybe they'll give me a little more credit. So this is a trick. I'm going to show you how it works. I do this in my show, and I'm telling you, the ending is going to be disappointing. But when I reveal it,
can't wait.
We're going to do a trick with a red silk, and this is what's going to happen. I'm going to take the silk, and I'm going to place it into my fist here, nothing in my hand. You can see it's going into the fist. And here's the idea. If I just snap, that silk is gonna change into an egg. And then in my pocket, the silk reappears.
Oh my God!
Okay. Come on, it's a pretty good trick.
Yeah,
tell me, now, I don't wanna know.
No.
I gotta know.
Yes.
I put this into the virtual show because I wanted people to understand, because now that you've seen it, you're like, that was awesome. And when I reveal this, all of you are going to be like, really? That sucks. So here we go. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have the silk here. I put it back in my pocket. And this beautiful egg, actually, if I turn it around, you'll see a secret.
Oh.
It's actually a hollowed out egg that I stuffed the silk into. So
you trickster.
So boring. So when I come out, I have this like terrible, awkward, like, I'm gonna pretend my fist looks this ugly normally instead of this. So I like try to play it off and I do this weird little handkerchief dance.
And then I like start stuffing. Then when I'm stuffing, I'm fine, right? And all that's happening is this is going into the fake egg.
Oh,
right? Wow.
And then all I have to do is the little magician's gesture. And then I take the one that's in my pocket out and the trick's done. But because you have the second egg, it's like, it makes it so easy. You know what I mean? Because you have the second egg. It's just chilling here.
Don't tell us anymore. I don't
want to. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to do that.
See, it ruins it. It ruins it. So as I was mentioning, I do this this virtual show. I call it The Moment. It's because the moment you learn about a magic trick, the secret's ruined. The beauty, the mystery, the thing that you loved, it's gone now. Like, I can't give this back to you because now you're like, there's fake eggs. So I wanted to think of a trick that then we could go back in time with. So you guys just saw this whole thing happen. So what if I told you I could erase that memory from you? And what if I told you that this was now a real egg?
Get
a
out!
Real egg. So that's a real
that
egg.
Crazy.
It's a real egg. And that would salvage it for Froggy and the whole team.
Okay, how did you do that shit?
Oh my God.
Now
he's
that
a witch.
I'm not telling you. Come on. I gave you one.
That
I gave
was watching the whole time. I was I watching know. You the whole time. I was watching
you,
to see.
I gave you everything. Come
I
on.
I love it. I love it. I want more magic.
That's the whole fun of it, you know, because when you do something like this, you never expect like an egg to then be cracked. Like, that's the fun of magic. People always miss that. So, you know, I feel so special to be here with all of you, by the way, because I've listened for so long, like my whole childhood. I grew up in New Jersey. So it's a real honor to get to perform some of my magic for all of you.
How much how much of magician's work, not just yours, but magicians in general, how much of it is sleight of hand? Is you getting our attention with one hand while doing something with the other hand?
So a lot of the sleight of hand stuff, I mean, I do lots of sleight of hand, but specifically in this new Zoom generation, it's like sleight of hand, traditionally, I'm in front of you, so I'm doing very deceptive things.
Right.
I do have incredible dexterity, specifically with a deck of cards, which I can show you guys. But I mean, it's like right now, the typical way magicians perform, it's out the window because we can't be with people. So I've had to just reinvent everything to be like, what can play for an audience through a screen like this? So to answer your question, traditionally, I would use a lot of sleight of hand. Now I'm like, now it's up in the air. Who knows? Maybe it's just magic.
Hey, John, so you've been backstage a lot for a lot of our shows, and like here you are with Ava Max.
I have been.
Making a dollar turn into a $100 bill. Like what artist have you, like, have they just been like, oh my God, like totally shocked, and you're like, oh, they're watching me as opposed to me watching them.
Oh, so I've got so many, I feel so fortunate. I have so many cool stories with artists. And I think the two that stand out the most, and they're very diverse, is I performed on a stage in a nightclub with Machine Gun Kelly, and I was doing magic for him in the VIP section. And then I did something for him. His whole thing is the double X mob, and I made the double X mob appear on his hand. And he literally ran out of the VIP, ran past his bouncers, was freaking out. And then he came back up on stage, or he came back to his like section, and he was like, yo, dude, like that was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
He's an overreactor.
it was honestly, it was insane. And then another artist who's really particularly kind was Jon Bon Jovi. So I performed, I actually performed for him at an event, and then he actually invited me to perform for his charity. So at the end of it, he said such kind words about my actual performance. So, and here, yeah, there's a little video of it. It'll perfect.
More magic.
You know, so actually, can I tell you guys something that's like one of my favorite things that ever happened? So, whatever, can you guys hear me? Because it's starting to crack.
Yeah. Is that Brody?
Whose is that?
I think that's Brody. Well, it's okay.
Not
part
magic.
Of the trick.
Is this part? Yeah.
I'm about to take a hostage.
Who is that?
We
mute everybody.
It's Brody. Because every time there's a noise, it goes to your screen. That means you're
hearing
audio coming.
It does. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's Brody.
This thing just snitches you right out. That's so crazy.
Is my mic even on?
Yes.
It's on. Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay. Oh, it sounds like you're farting.
Just fart it. Just mute your Zoom mic.
I'm not even moving. All right, hold on.
Yeah, mute it.
Brody is much more magical than me. That was so great.
There we go. No, it stopped.
That was awesome.
Okay, that's good. All right, go ahead.
So I'll never forget this. You know, when I was first working on magic tricks, I would always do it for my mom. And my mom has been like one of the most influential characters in my entire life, obviously being my mother. But the reason why I call her a character is because my mom says and does some of the most unusual things that any mom would do. And I'll never forget, I did a trick for her when I was a kid. And I think I used like one of these style styrofoam cups. And I was like, Mom, I'm gonna do something amazing. Like let's say I did the egg trick. And then I was like, so I cracked the egg in and I gave it to her. And I'm like, Mom, what would be the most amazing thing in the world? And I'm like an 8-year-old. And my mom's like, if you can make this cup dematerialize from my hand right now, that'd be the best thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, Mom? She's like, oh, I mean, make the egg guts disappear from inside. Sorry, honey. And like, she just went for it, you know? So I've always tried to like figure out how could we like salvage those situations. And you know, this little bit, you guys saw, we cracked the egg, we do the whole thing. This little thing's just for my mom, because when she told me to make that cup dematerialize, I think it would have looked like this. So the egg, the ink, everything, it's completely gone. That cup that has been here the entire time has never been a real cup. Everything that you've seen has just been a complete illusion. What?
Where is this magic store? I want to go buy things.
There's the magic supply store.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here. Wow. Now, traditionally, when I do magic, right, I would have somebody pick a card. We would do something very intense, and I would make you select a card, and this will kind of show off the dexterity and skill I have with a pack of cards, right? But the thing is, as Froggy mentioned earlier, it was like, does this stuff all happen with sleight of hand? And the thing is, I've had to get rid of sleight of hand because now I'm in the Zoom world. So we're going to put the deck away, no deck, and I'm going to leave my hands in frame the entire time. And we're going to try to do a trick without sleight of hand, which sounds impossible. So we're going to do this. So Gandhi, I'm going to have a favor. So in a deck of cards, we're going to create an imaginary deck of cards. So right here we have it. It's face up, and there's one card turned face down. We're going to square that into the center, okay?
Okay.
Shuffle it up. We're going to put it in the box and throw it to the back. Get rid of it. Now here's what we're going to do. In a deck of cards, there are face cards and number cards. Pick which we take out. So just say face or number, we'll take it out.
Take out numbers.
Okay, so that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So then I'm gonna go over to, we'll go over to straight Nate. Straight Nate.
Yeah.
So straight Nate, out of the numbers. Uh-huh. So out of the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I want straight Nate to pick the number.
4.
Four. I love it. I love the enthusiasm. All right. And now we'll hop over to Garrett. Garrett, so in a deck of cards, there are red cards and black cards. Garrett, I want you to choose red or black.
Black.
Black. And now we're going to go up to Danielle for the finale. So out of the two blacks, we have spades and clubs. Danielle, what suit would you like?
Spade.
Spades. So if we did this correctly, we got rid of the face cards, and then we went through all the numbers, and then we picked the four, and then black, and then spades. The four of spades. Was that fair?
Yes. Yes.
Now here's the thing. If my hands left this frame. Now remember at the beginning, no. I said, imagine a face-up deck of cards, one card turned face down, shuffled up, put in the box, and thrown onto my back, right? Into the back. Here's the thing. So one thing I didn't tell all of you was before I started this, I was so convicted this moment would happen. I actually clipped something to my back, and it's actually a deck of cards. It's been here the entire time. It's been very uncomfortable to sit with. But what I want you to see here is one card, and only one card is reversed in the center. Only one. No other one. And here's the thing. The four of spades.
Get out of here! Witchcraft! This is so cool.
Yay!
Oh,
I gotta know how you did that. I gotta know.
Wow, come on, no.
It's amazing.
I'll tell you, I'm gonna ruin your day. Here, put the card down and put your hands in the frame like you were showing us earlier. You see, those are not his hands. There's someone down there, isn't there?
No. You guys want to see the floor? I'll do it. I'll pull it all the way here. Hold on. The floor is literally covered in all of that paper, but there's no one down there. Just so that we can confirm. I think it's fair to show, but great solution. I love the end.
What? This is
also,
so cool.
I love the idea that I do no magic. I just sit here and someone's hands come up.
Yeah.
I'm just like this, and there's like some goblin down here, like...
That could be magic.
Honestly, I think I got to start working on that act because that like really seems like it'll go hard. I love that. I love how that would look.
Why do you think I have a smile on my face? I have someone. There's someone been down here all morning. That's excellent. I love that.
That was awesome.
How are we doing, Frog?
We're over, but that was amazing. We're 20 minutes. Awesome. We're 20 minutes.
Give out your vitals so everyone can look you up and follow you and all.
Oh my God,
it'd
be amazing. All right, everyone. So I am magician John Stessel. I'm hosting a virtual interactive magic show on my website, johnstessel.com. And if you want to see the viral videos I make, I'm at John Stessel on all social media platforms. Please, if you guys like the magic that you saw in this, the Zoom show is this times 10. So come check it out. Interactive magic is probably the best way that you can experience something at home that feels like live entertainment. And I'd be honored to share my show with all of you and everyone watching this.
That's excellent. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
So he's going to disconnect and clean up that fucking mess on the floor.
Oh, my God.
All the paper.
Come on.
That was great. Scotty, thanks for inviting John on the show.
Absolutely.
That was awesome.
Pleasure.
That was so cool.
Will you come on again? Will you come on again with us sometime?
Oh, my God. I'd love to. Yeah.
Say yes. Okay, good. Okay,
oh,
good.
We
yes.
have an official magician now.
Yay! Yay! Well, also, I mean, I've been so – I want to just say to everyone here –
hold on. Oh,
can you make
Brody's crackle disappear?
Fix it.
Okay,
that's so funny. I wish I knew what it was. But
yeah, me too.
Anyway, all I'll say is this. I just want to thank all of you so much for having me on here, but specifically 100 and iHeart. You guys have been so special to me and like bringing me to places like Jingle Ball and letting me meet some of the artists and perform has been so helpful in my career. And I'm so thankful. I grew up being such a fan and I'm so humbled that I get a chance to perform for some of my idols. Like, so seriously, this means the world to me. So thank you so
John.
Much.
And I can't wait till we can see you in person. That'll be great.
Oh my God, it'll be so much fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a beautiful day. Thanks for coming on the 15-Minute Morning
Show
podcast.
Take care,
podcast.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Excellent.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.